Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, today Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zirian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, actually, we got a lot to talk about that was unexpected, including the death of Ted Turner. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Tonight's Dynamite and Collision, it's 3 hours. It is being dedicated to Ted Turner, and we'll tell you what we have announced thus far, which really, honestly, at this point, is not much, especially given this is a three-hour block of AEW. There's 2 hours of Dynamite, an hour of Collision, and we only have four matches announced. So I presume we would have more by now, but we do not. We'll tell you about the death of Ted Turner and what he meant to the pro wrestling business throughout the years. Also got some other rough news. Stephanie Vaquer's ex-boyfriend reportedly found guilty of domestic violence and femicide. We'll tell you about that. Daniel Rodimer, who is a former WWE wrestler, is asking a judge to dismiss an ongoing murder charge against him. For those of you that don't remember that story, we'll remind you of everything that happened there. We got some notes on Will Ospreay and his neck surgery, Aleister Black, Hiromu Takahashi, and, of course, the NXT TV report from Tuesday night, which I saw about 80% of, because for some reason my local affiliate just broke for 20 minutes. It was bizarre. But Tom will be here to help us through the rest of that. So all that is coming up here today. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores.
Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's going on?
Just unexpected news.
Yeah, Ted Turner passed away. I woke up and a bunch of texts flooded, including from you. So, yeah, where to begin with Ted Turner? Well, Ted Turner obviously was a media mogul, isn't that the term that they used? And in the early 70s, he sent up a satellite, WTCG, I believe, what later became the Superstation, TBS. And he put professional wrestling up on the satellite. And trivia fact for everybody, professional wrestling, interestingly enough, it doesn't matter what the media is. Anytime there's a new media, professional wrestling always does, like, great on the new media. So, like, you can go all the way back. Like, we don't have footage of Gotch and Hackenschmidt, but, like, that was filmed, like, in the early days of filmmaking, actually on film. Like, a lot of professional wrestling matches would be filmed, and then they would be put up, you know, before movies and such. And then, of course, television, you know, one of the early hits of television in the late 40s and early 50s was, in fact, pro wrestling. And, Granny tells a story about how they were one of the first houses in their area that had a television, and people would come over all the time and they would watch pro wrestling. In the early 50s, pro wrestling, you could find pro wrestling on television pretty much every single day of the week. Like, there was pro wrestling everywhere on television. And Gorgeous George, I mean, you talk about big stars today. I mean, Gorgeous George was one of the biggest television stars, not wrestling stars, television stars. And like the national magazines and newspapers, you know, some actor would be at like some award show all dressed up looking pretty, and the magazine would say that the actor looked like Gorgeous George, not the other way around. That's how famous this guy was. And then, of course, you know, once there were 8,000 television shows by the end of the 50s, and people got tired of wrestling, and then pretty much there was no wrestling on national television for a long time. And then, you know, Ted Turner sent up his satellite, and he put pro wrestling on the Superstation, And professional wrestling became the first show on all of cable television. The very first cable television show in the history of Earth that ever did more than 1 million viewers was pro wrestling. And, you know, when Ted saw that, it was sort of like, man, this thing can make it. And obviously cable and satellite were going to make it. It was inevitable, but, you know, it was a big success. And then, of course, you know, Vince McMahon, you know, he wanted to take over wrestling. And so when he started his national expansion, he bought the time slots for those 6:05, you know, the whatever it was at the time.
A complete departure from the system we have now where the companies pay.
Yes.
The organizations for their content.
Yes. So Vince bought the time slots and he put on WWF wrestling. And like all of those fans that were watching their NWA, they were furious. Their Gordon Soley wrestling was gone.
Wasn't it Georgia Championship?
Yeah, and then they like freaked out and so he gave another time slot. Anyway, a year later, Vince ends up selling the time slot back to Jim Crockett Jr. And of course, you know, Vince is furious at this. You'll choke on that million, he said. So, you know, 84 through 87, you know, Crockett and Bill Watts and everybody was trying to see if they could, you know, win this war to go national. And, you know, Vince, he beat everybody. And, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions by 1988, you know, they were trying to run the company as if they were like a national success. You know, they had two jets. They're flying wrestlers all over the world in these private jets, and they're just freaking spending money hand over fist. And as it turns out, next thing you know, it's like, dude, we're cooked. And so, you know, because the programming had always been so valuable, and because Ted Turner, like, he had so much respect for wrestling because of what it had done for the Superstation, and it got great ratings over the years, he ends up buying. And he bought Jim Crockett Promotions, and that became World Championship Wrestling. And for the first 5 years, 6 years or so, I guess it would be 88 through 94, it was just like, it sucked. And like, over and over, these Turner executives would call these meetings, and they were like, what do you think about dropping this wrestling thing? And Ted always was like, nope, not happening. And one day, he finally just said, do not ask again. I am not dropping wrestling. It is here. And so, you know, this company, you know, it, especially the early 90s, everything sucked in the early 90s, but WCW really sucked.
MTV.
And I'm talking wrestling. And so, you know, it was a down period. But, you know, the people that worked there, there was just this idea that, you know, we'll do our best, but like, who cares? It doesn't matter. This thing's going to be around forever. Ted's never going to get rid of it. There's nothing to worry about ever. It's bulletproof. Like, for eternity, there will be wrestling on these Turner networks. And then, you know, Bischoff gets hired. And whatever you want to say about Bischoff's final years, and even today, at the beginning, like, he was actually, like, smart. And so he hires Hogan, and he hires Savage, and he starts hiring these guys. And it wasn't even a raid at the beginning. Like, Savage was doing commentary, and, you know, he was disgruntled. Hogan had left, and he was working in Japan. And so Bischoff brings these guys in, and Hogan completely turned business around. And then, from that point, you know, he got a hold of Hall and Nash. They did the NWO. Hogan joined. They went on their 83-week streak of destroying WWE. But everyone knows the story of the death of WCW. If you don't know it, Death of WCW, Brian Alvarez, Artie Reynolds on Amazon, audiobook as well. And suffice to say, you know, Bischoff and then Russo and then Nash and then Russo again. I mean, they just collapsed this thing. And near the end, yes, AOL and Time Warner did merge, which, you know, the folks that want to place blame everywhere else blame it strictly on that. But the fact of the matter is, once it was sold, and Turner had no power. I mean, it was really just, well, let's look at all of these different things that we have now that we bought this thing. Oh, this world championship. Oh, it lost $62 million in a year? All right, it's out of here. And that was the end of world championship wrestling. If WCW had been making what they were making in, like, 1997, even early 1998, I mean, we'd probably be watching WCW on Thursday nights on whatever channel TNA is on right now. It'd probably still be around. But, in fact, it lost so much money that it was an easy decision. We got to get rid of this thing. And Turner was gone. He had no power. He could do nothing about it. And it was sold to WCW, or to WWE, literally for less money than the death of WCW has grossed in its existence. $2.5 million is what it was sold for, plus the promise for some advertising on TBS and TNT. And that was the end. But Ted Turner, he kept that thing alive. I mean, you know, he was a proponent of wrestling, and he pushed it hard from 1972 through the end, 1999-2000. And he kept it around. He's responsible for, like, a lot of people making a lot of money for a lot of years. And now he has passed on. He was 87 years old. He had been in very, very rough health for a long time. Lewy body dementia. Progressive decline in mental abilities, most common form of dementia aside from Alzheimer's. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joins us. Anything you want to add about Ted Turner?
No, because I would take up an entire segment or two talking about the billionaire Ted skits.
Do it. Are you aware that billionaire Ted was trending today? Billionaire Ted, yes.
Before the show, I actually watched all of the billionaire Ted skits.
Oh, my God.
Which I would have thought would have been like three or four, but no, they ran those for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
Leading up to WrestleMania. There's over 10 skits, and then a Nacho Man versus Huckster match that is refereed by billionaire Ted. And whenever it's brought up and worst matches of WrestleMania are ever mentioned, I never see this brought up. This is by far the worst match in WrestleMania history.
Really?
It was on the free-for-all, which...
Maybe that's why it doesn't count.
I don't know if that counts. Another thing is, what a fantastic name. The free-for-all. Why they don't continue to use that is beyond me. What a great name.
We got one this weekend. ESPN free-for-all.
But the billionaire Ted skits, they... In the skits, the entire premise is that the WWF and Vince McMahon are against Ted Turner, the evil yokel. They can't figure out if he's like a dumb yokel or if he's an evil genius, but the evil billionaire Ted Turner who wants to take down the WWF. And you know how he's going to do that, Brian?
How's that?
He's going to merge with Time Warner so that he can control almost 50% of the media out there and try to keep off pro wrestling, other pro wrestling companies. But the savior, the WWF is there to help us. Because, you know, they mentioned also that billionaire Ted has put all of his competition out of business strategically, as if the WWF didn't do the same thing on their way to national dominance. So
yeah, I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Ironic when you watch these.
Those of you that are new might not know this, but Vince McMahon was a gigantic hypocrite. You guys aware of that? Yes. Yes. He constantly complained about things that then he turned right around and did, or he complained about things being done to him that he had constantly done to others. That is the story of Vince McMahon.
Hulk Hogan.
Hypocrisy, the Vince McMahon story.
I guess the Huckster, as he is known, and the Nacho Man are set up to have an AARP certified match after these weeks and weeks of skits. Handcuffs and woman's shoes are barred.
Did they actually use the term AARP?
Yes.
Really? I wonder if that
Jerry the King Lawler said. You know, I do have to say, I'm laughing as I'm watching these because they're so preposterous. But I'm also laughing at, the outcome of all of this, where I'm listening to Vince McMahon, of all people, talk about the evil things that Ted Turner has done. It's so insane.
Vince liked to feel important.
He liked to, what would the word be?
Lie? Yes.
Well, yes.
Vince didn't want people to think that he was feuding with this Eric Bischoff.
Project.
So he had to claim that he was feuding one-on-one with Ted Turner, who Ted had nothing to do with anything, nor probably cared at all. But that was how Vince wanted to frame it.
And so they have this AA. This takes place. This is what they showed you before WrestleMania. They wanted you to purchase WrestleMania, and they put this on television. It was the Nacho Man and the Huckster, who are poor replicas of Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man. Nacho Man can't climb the ropes. Huckster takes forever to get to the ring. He comes out of an ambulance. He's got his walker. He can't rip open his shirt. So billionaire Ted and Scheme Gene help him rip his shirt off. The match starts. Nacho Man succeeds now in climbing the ropes, but he falls. So does the Huckster. The EMTs swarm the scene. Nacho Man gets revived by a defibrillator. Hogan grabs a chair. Nacho grabs an orthopedic high heel from a woman in the crowd. So they are now facing off with a chair and a high heel shoe, respectively. They kind of collide. Both men go down. Vince goes, "Who's going to win?" And Jerry goes, "Depends. No, the underwear." And then,
I knew that joke was coming.
Gene interviews Ted, who's like, he doesn't care if they die because he doesn't make his stars. He could just buy a new one. Then a figure in all black, besides the letters FTC in white on his shirt, pops up on the apron, and Ted Turner himself falls over. And Vince proclaims it another Turner classic. Horrific. I am. Can you cut the last 3 minutes of that
I'm
show?
I'm embarrassed at that review.
I'm embarrassed that I watched it.
Oh, Jerry and Vince doing commentary?
Yeah, and then, like, Vince Russo is in the skits. Todd Pettengill is playing Mean Gene, I believe. It's lowbrow comedy.
Yeah, it sounds like it sucks. Wow. Ted apparently loved the skits, although they got a little...
I mean, I said earlier I was laughing at him. So if he loved them, I'm glad. If he loved them, I'm glad I'm watching.
You know what it was? It's a 90s version of being completely gotten to, is what it was. And I'm sure Ted was entertained by that. God. Yeah, once Vince once sent a letter to Ted, because I guess there had been some blood on pay-per-view, and Vince sent this letter about, "Can't believe you're allowing this barbaric practice." And then, like, 2 years later, there was freaking blood all over his shows. Because he's a hypocrite.
You're supposed to be family-friendly.
Yeah.
Allowing blood.
This billionaire trying to take me down. And then Vince became a
They were also...
Took everyone down.
They were taking out ads in the major, like, New York Times and newspapers like that against billionaire Ted. They're putting... like. Actually, you know what you should watch? They have a fake Larry King, Larry Fling.
Oh, yeah?
And those are actually pretty funny.
Really?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Larry King's a whole other character.
Was this 96? Really 95, 96?
I think it was 96.
Okay. Yeah. Vince was still struggling then. Was he ever? His talent had been raided.
Well, they said in the skits, they're like talking about the new generation of the WWF being on top of the hill, but not over it.
Oh, I see.
And that Nacho and the Huckster couldn't hang.
You know what's funny is if you would have said that 3 years later, he actually would have been correct. But, like, you know, I mean, Vince's big issue, the reason he got his ass kicked for so long was because he thought that Hogan and Savage and these guys were over the hill. You know, back then it was like, if you were 40, you're out of here, brother. We got to get you out of this picture. But the reality was...
Well, you want to know why? Because, damn, Frank Gotch died at 40 and set the bar right there. So people were like, oh, this guy's a big star. He's out of the business at 40. That's how it is.
Well, regardless, these little kids in the 80s that grew up watching, you know, Hogan and Savage and all these guys, they were teenagers in the by the time 95, 96 rolled around, and these guys weren't old to them. It was new again. It was almost nostalgic. And if Eric would have just been smart enough to go a year with the NWO and then have some young team WCW guys win the war and then away you go, probably would have done a lot better than he did. But instead it was like, I will keep pushing Hogan. I will keep pushing Savage. I will keep pushing Rowdy Roddy Piper. Remember Age in the Cage? I'm just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and not get anyone new over. It's a story we all know.
Hold on. Age in the Cage was the good one, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Or was that...
There was no good one.
It was Flair and Hogan that had the random good cage match where they're both bleeding.
Oh, yeah. That was like 1999.
Yeah.
The Roddy Piper Hulk Hogan cage match was an atrocity. It was not good. And then Warrior came back.
Oh, my God. This WrestleMania... Oh. This is the worst one. Not only does it have this... to open it up on the free-for-all, but it's got the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart Iron Man match. Oh.
That was a good match.
Oh, God.
It wasn't
shut
like
up.
Great. No, it was good.
Get out of here.
I liked that match.
What would you rather watch? What?
You didn't like the Iron Man match?
Would you rather watch that or Hoist Gracie versus Sakuraba for 90 minutes? Because I'm taking Sakuraba. I might take Dan Severn versus Ken Shamrock at UFC in Detroit over this freaking Iron Man match.
Mm.
Come on, one of the most boring matches I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it could have been certainly better. It definitely could have been better. But what can you do? Hey, I got a couple of notes.
Complain
before
about it 30 years later. I got, what I'm gonna do.
I want to get a couple of important notes out before we go on. Stephanie Vaquer's ex-boyfriend, Catrero, has reportedly been found guilty of domestic violence and femicide.
I believe it's attempted
femicide. I was going to say, it would have to be attempted.
Femicide is
because she is alive.
Yeah.
But he was found guilty. He'll be officially sentenced on May 12th. And the incident took place March of 2023. Vaquer officially filed a domestic violence criminal complaint against Rogelio Reyes, this Portuguese, and anyway, his last name is Reyes. So she alleged he forced himself upon her, choked her, threw her against a wall. He was arrested March 10th. Attempted femicide, domestic violence, was released, has now been found guilty, and will be sentenced. So at least we have justice in that particular case. And also this Vegas story, Daniel Rodimer, former WWE wrestler, he has asked his attorneys to file a motion to dismiss murder charges against him related to the death of a man on the Las Vegas Strip. We can talk more about this after the break if we want to. And then NXT, Observer Live.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Excellent music choice, Dom. Dom's good at his job sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the Spartacus version of Ric Flair is about to enter.
On a not funny note, 47-year-old Christopher Tapp found dead in a Las Vegas Strip hotel room October 29, 2023. As per the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, Tapp's death initially looked accidental, before police later found out about his altercation with allegedly Rodimer in the hotel room. Clark County Coroner's Office later ruled Tapp's death a homicide. Rodimer was charged in connection with his death after a 2023 Halloween party inside a suite at Resorts World Las Vegas. Prosecutors stated Rodimer attacked Tapp at the party. Rodimer's attorney's defense filing argued that the Clark County Coroner's findings show Tapp's injuries were not suspicious and were the result of drug and alcohol use. Previously, it was reported that Tapp's cause of death was blunt force trauma of the head. Those two things are very different.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Motion also alleged the police violated attorney-client and spousal privilege as they intercepted Rodimer's text messages with his lawyer and his wife. The former wrestler pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, the text message from his wife, very damning.
From his wife or to his wife?
From his wife. That the prosecution had. And even more alarming is the reported reason why he was attacked in the first place is because this other guy was offering Rodimer's stepdaughter cocaine at the party, according to the report. Christopher Tapp apparently spent 20 years in prison before for a crime he did not commit.
For a crime he didn't commit?
Yes.
Whoa.
So this is just like layer after layer on this story.
Wow.
So I do not condone choking or anyone,
I don't think we I think we can safely say we don't condone any of this behavior.
None of it.
Yeah.
None of it from anyone involved. Resorts World sucks.
Okay, you're going to do the NXT report here as always. I missed 20 full minutes of this show because in the middle of one of these matches, the Lola Vice and Mr. Iguana versus Nico Vance and Easy Rain, like the screen froze and I was just waiting and waiting.
Easy Dame.
And what'd I say? Easy Rain?
Oh, Izzy, God. Yes.
I knew this combined was going to happen. But anyway, like for 15 minutes, it was just frozen. And then it went to a local, like some local CW show. And then at about the half hour mark, they fixed it. So I missed a long portion of this show.
So you missed Lola versus Sophie Rain and what else?
Lola and Sophie Rain?
Okay, so NXT on the CW.
Let's get moving.
We had some video recaps from last week, followed right by Tony D tackling Tavion Heights over some tables backstage, leading into a brawl that needed to be broken up immediately, to Jada Parker entering for her match against the newcomer, Cali Armstrong. So Miss Parker grabbed a side headlock, didn't let go of it for the opening minute or two, used her technical skills to outwork the newcomer. Armstrong eventually wore her down, grounded her for a bit. Miss Parker made a comeback, crushed her with her posterior in the corner. Cali reversed Jada going for her finisher, punched her, raked her eyes, hit a power slam, and then she revved up. I love it, man. She hit those ropes faster than you see any woman run of those ropes. Shoulder tackles Miss Parker and gets the win. So I guess the question of what veteran performer will stick around to work with the youngsters has been answered because it's Jada Parker, I guess.
You know, I don't want to pull a Dave here, but afterwards Vic said, if you're taking a look at the record books, that's 5 straight victories for Cali Armstrong. It's like, what is this guy talking about? She's had one other match on this show. This would be her second match. Are they talking about LFG? Are they talking about Evolve? Like, Are we talking about house shows where her last match she lost to Jada Parker? What is this guy talking about? What is he talking about? God. I can't wait till Vinny gets on him.
Maybe she lit five matches in a row.
And, I don't know, man.
You know, in the back or something.
It's weird.
So Robert Stone, okay.
And it was not a pounce, by the way. It's a shoulder tackle.
That's what I said.
No, this guy in the chat said a pounce. It's not a pounce.
No.
The pounce is when you come in at an angle and they go flying the other way. This was just straight on shoulder tackle.
This was
Ultimate Warrior's setup. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't take it as good as, God, is Carly Bright the one they just released? Somebody took this move like gangbusters a few weeks ago.
Actually, anyways, you know who took a move like gangbusters? Was Callum Newman in that match with Shingo. Because I think it was a shoulder tackle. And Callum Newman, I swear to God, he took a double rotation full twisting bump. So not like you take the thing and you do like a full twist. He did two full twists on the way down off a shoulder tackle. I was like, whoa, that was something else.
I mean, Shingo is pretty explosive.
I know, so. But he. I think this guy. I think Callum needs to go to NXT to the women's division just so he can take this move from Kelly Armstrong.
This Robert Stone's pissing me off, man. What is his deal?
He's Ava.
He's backstage and he's angry that Tony D just jumped Tavion.
Yeah.
He's like, try to tell him that's not how we do things around here. What show has he been watching? What is he talking about?
Bro,
he has been urging people to do this.
Sean said throw dynamite in the locker room.
Yes.
We're not going to have time to review this whole show. So let's just talk about some great stuff on this show. When they did that interview later on with, what's his name? The hacker guy? Shiloh Hill?
I didn't even see that.
You didn't see
that?
Shiloh?
When the hell was that?
Oh my God. Bro. It was right after, what was it after? It was after the Keanu. Actually, here's another one. They have this new lady, Emily Agard, okay? She goes to interview Keanu Carver. Did you watch this?
Yes.
Okay.
This was, what the heck?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm a fair man, all right?
It was different.
The beginning of this, I was like, I had steam coming out of my ears because it started out so unbelievably stupid that I wanted to turn the show off. So basically, this new Emily Agard, you know, it's her first day on the job, and they have told her to go interview Keanu Carver outside, okay? So she finds this guy, okay, who's employed by NXT, and he begins by saying, who are you? I'm not going to do an interview. I don't want to talk to you. Who's that camera guy? Get that guy out of here. I don't want to do any of this. So, of course, my first thought is like, why is this guy employed? Like in storyline, not in real life, but in storyline, like, why is the guy employed? He never follows any rules. He beats people up backstage. He causes nothing but chaos. He refuses to be interviewed. He refuses to do any prep. Like, what are you here for? So then she says, cameraman, put the camera down. So the cameraman puts the camera down, but he's filming the guy the whole time. So she goes, what motivates you? And he goes, money, straight up. At which point she said, and I quote, what do you mean? I was like, I'm done. Oh, I can't take it anymore. I just can't. But then he goes, I don't care about all these clicks, this social media, this whatever. I'm just here trying to feed my family. Everybody needs money. And so he goes, I told Sean, you either give me a chance or fire me. Because if wrestling doesn't work, I got to go find something else to do. I'm not here to follow rules. I'm just here to do my job and make money. If you can't accept it, fire me. And then it was kind of turned around for me because it was like, okay, we're acknowledging he went to Sean and he said, listen, I'm going to do things my way. Either fire me or let me do what I'm doing. And apparently Sean's decided, all right, I'm going to let this guy do what he's doing for a while. So he goes, she goes, can I ask one question? Yeah, she asks it like this. She goes, it's my first day of work. Can I just ask one question so I go back with something? And he goes, fine. And I know you've been filming me the entire time. Just have that guy get the camera. So the guy gets the camera and he lifts it back up again. And she goes, how did you know when that box came in and it had the kanji on it? How did you know that was the symbol of war? And he calmly explains, you know, I went to college, I played football, and I didn't go to class all the time, but when I did go to class, I paid attention. I just don't brag about this stuff like all these other clowns. Thing about me is I'm smart for real. And he walks off. And like by the end of this, I was just like, the one thing NXT does, they do such a good job with like getting over the personalities of all of their wrestlers. When this was over, I was like, I get this guy now. Holy smokes. I get it. Like at the end, by the time this was done, I thought that segment was actually pretty awesome. It started off real low, but it turned around. So then it's after this, Tom, you got to go watch the Shiloh Hill promo. This guy is incredible, as you're well aware. And like, I mean, he does the rambling, you know, he just talks one thing to another. This is a character. And he's even bringing up like, hell, Sean said to throw a stick of lightning into the locker room, which is funny because like they always tell me I can't bring explosives, and he's just going on and on. And I was like, this guy is awesome. You have to watch this thing. This was one of the better things on the show. This guy should be the NXT champion. This Shiloh Hill. I like Tony D and all. I got nothing against him personally, but like nobody cares about this reign. It was dead silence for his match in the main event for that title.
It's far too early to give Shiloh Hill that belt. Clearly.
Who else is there?
No, I was not like in that match with Ricky Saints last week. There was just something missing and it's experience.
Well, he's new. He needs experience, of course.
Yeah. I think it's too early. I think it'd be rushed, but he definitely has something and they're definitely grooming him to be the NXT champion. As you can tell, he's been at the top of the card ever since he showed up and he gets time to talk. You know, the guy that talked was your boy, Mr. England.
Oh, Tristan my God. This Angels, was incredible.
The seventh generation sheep herder.
I'm falling in love with the show again.
He could shear a sheep in less than 60 seconds, then kick your behind.
This freaking segment. He's a seventh generation sheep shearer who has decided to break the chain of history and become a professional wrestler. But he still shears sheep.
Yeah.
And yes, he said, I can shear a sheep in 60 seconds. I can kick your ass even faster. I was like, I'm falling in love with the show again. This show is incredible.
Built with shoulders big enough to carry that burden of this show. And it's like, I hate this guy already, but he rules. That's why I hate him. He's awesome. We had Zarya come out. Then Tatum came out. Zarya blamed the North American title for her and Sol Ruka having issues. That was it, basically. So Tatum comes out. She's like, yeah, you can have a match if you want. Lizzie Rain came out. And then the divine feline, Nikita Lyons, comes to the ring. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't either.
Whatever it is, I can't take my eyes off of it. She trolled the woman in the ring. A brawl broke out, and Zarya stood tall. I was more importantly, I was just laughing, crying, and Nikita Lyons during this segment, trying to always get the W. And hey, Noam Dar showed up. I have no clue what he said, but it's him versus Jackson Drake next week.
Tom, who?
I don't know.
The other guy?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was like, you know what? They're trying to get on my good side, but then they
I thought he was
this.
In Birthright.
Bro, there's a new guy. They didn't say his name. They didn't put up a graphic. And just to really make me mad, he did a segment with the Vanity Project, and they put up a graphic for the frickin' Vanity Project, and not this other guy. I have no idea who he is. Right now, I have no idea.
Neither did Noam Dar.
God.
Where did this guy come from?
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Is it Knox Rygen?
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the chats tell me this bloke was called Romeo something. And he's like a painter? Is that right? I rewound that thing twice. I could not hear whatever was mumbled for whatever his name was. I do vaguely remember hearing Romeo somewhere. Like they made fun of him for being a Romeo or something. I thought he was a Romeo, not the Romeo. Romeo Romero.
He's certainly not Kid Romeo.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it's not Kid Romeo. I know okay. I know Kid Romeo personally.
Okay.
Tony D and Tavion Heights is the main event, and this is like a Shock era Nitro, but we have no clue who any of the people running in at the end are because Cam Hendricks ran into the match. Miles Bourne chased him and ran in and then took him out. Tavion got distracted. Tony D hit the chokeslam, won the belt. And then that giant, pasty British guy came in, crushed Tavion and Tony, told us his name is Mason Rook as the crowd is clearly chanting, Will Cruz, he's big, he's bad, he'll body slam your dad. Will Cruz, he's big, he's bad, he's body slam your dad.
Well, Mason Rook is going to be big and bad.
Will Cruz.
Hey, listen. I mean, clearly they're behind the guy, but, like, it's one of those deals where I'm not sure the best way to get the guy over is to talk about how he looks like a fan repeatedly. I mean, repeatedly on commentary. I thought he was a fan, Booker says over and over.
Let's see CM Punk knock the phone out of his hands.
Jiminy Christmas. Hey, listen, there is an After Dark Radio coming up here today, everybody. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, we got a brand new show, and it is going to be a lot of fun. So, Brenda Gansky, horrifying history on the show today. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline. Don't miss it, everybody. We'll talk to you then. Wrestling Observer Live.